but now he felt as if the whole world was tipping backwards over his head. And this, he couldn't help feeling, was a very worrying thing for the world to do. He took a deep breath to try and steady his huge bulk. He drew billions of rich little molecules over the sensitive membranes of his nostrils. Not that rich, in fact. The smells here were mean little smells. Flat, stale, and bitter smells, with an acrid undertow of something nasty being burnt. None of the large, generous smells of hot, grassy air and day-old dung that haunted his imagination. But at least these paltry little local smells should steady him and root him on the ground. They didn't. Morpha! Now he seemed to have two different and completely contradictory worlds in his head. Groff! What was all this? Where had the horizon gone? That was it. That was why the world seemed to be tilting up above his head. Where there was usually a perfectly normal horizon, there now wasn't one. There was more world instead. A lot more. It just went on and on and on into a strange and hazy distance. Desmond felt big, weird fears welling up inside him. He had a sudden instinct to charge at something, but you couldn't charge at a worrying uncertainty. He nearly stumbled. He drew in another deep breath. He blinked slowly. Ha! The new bit of the world had vanished. Where was it? Where had it gone? There it was again. It unfolded itself blotchily into place, and he felt as if he were tipping over again, but this time he was able to steady himself more quickly. Stupid little lights. Blink, blink, blink. This new bit of the world, what was it? He peered forward uncertainly into it, letting his mind's nostril play over it. Those lights were beginning to distract him. He shut his eyes to let him concentrate on his exploration, but when he did, the new world vanished again. He wondered for a dizzying moment if there was any connection between these two things, but making logical connections between things was not really one of Desmond's strengths. He let it pass. As he opened his wrinkly little eyes again, the unearthly new world slowly unfurled itself in his mind. Once more he peered into it. It was a wilder world than the one he was used to, a world of paths and hills. The paths forked, divided and deepened into valleys, the ridges reared into high hills. The far distance was completely broken up into massive mountain ranges and dizzying canyons shrouded in shifting mists. He was filled with apprehension. Just as making logical connections between things was not one of Desmond's strengths, neither was mountaineering. The flattest, broadest path lay straight ahead of him, but as